Tainus Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, continuing the discussion of saying the same Tal Umotar Levracha in Shemana Esrei on the weekdays. Bishlosha b'mar Cheshvan, on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, which the Rishonim say is usually the first day of rain in Eretz Yisrael, Shoal in Es HaGeshamim, that's when we request rain by saying the same Tal Umotar Levracha in the Birkas HaShanim in Shemana Esrei. And so we are going to say it then on the first day of when it should rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shivabo. Rabbi Gamliel says, the seventh day of Cheshvan. This is 15 days after Sukkot. Chamisha Asar Yom Achar Hechag. And Shemini Atzeres is on the 22nd of Tishrei. That leaves 8 more days to Tishrei. Now Tishrei is always Moleh in today's calendar. And then 7 days into Cheshvan, 15 days after Sukkot, we wait. Why? Kadesh Yagia Achron Shabbat Yisrael L'Nahar Pros. So that the last Ole Regel, who came all the way to Yerushalayim to do his Aliyas Regel on Yontif, should have the chance to reach the Nahar Pros, the Euphrates River. Even people who waited till the last minute to leave to go back home, 15 days ought to be enough time to get to the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. This is the one furthest from Yerushalayim. This is based on kind of the average of how much people travel. If we started requesting rain before the Ole Regel get home, and the davening was answered immediately, then they would be stuck in the rain and the mud. They might have a hard time getting home, so it would be difficult. Now, this was in Eretz Yisrael. They paskin like Rabban Gamliel. In Bavel, the land was extremely fertile and well irrigated. It was almost like a bowl in the middle of the Middle East, and so you didn't need rainfall that early in the year. So they waited until 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei began. What we call December 4th, December 5th, is based on in Bavel when they started to ask for rain. Nevertheless, in Eretz Yisrael, they needed it earlier because it wasn't such a damp and well-irrigated land as Bavel was. Mishnah Dalet. Now that we talked about the dates when you normally are Mazkir Gurus Geshamim or when you're Shoel Geshamim, the Saint Talmatar, now the Tana gets on to the main topic, which is what happens when rain doesn't fall in the proper season. And then we have to start with Tanesim and Davening and Chatzosros, and here's this where the sequence begins. If the 17th day of Cheshvan arrived and rain still has not fallen, Rabbi Meir called this the normal date of the third rain already. The third day of Cheshvan, we had said before, is the normal date. The seventh day of Cheshvan is 15 days after Shemini Atzeres, so we're asking. The third should be now on the 17th of Cheshvan. We are now 2 full weeks after rain should have started. Rabbi Yehuda gives slightly different dates. He says the 7th, 17th, and 23rd. Rabbi Yossi has a different date also, and the Gemara explains all these different opinions. In any case, once you reach, like Rabbi Meir, the 17th of Cheshvan, and there's no rain, Heschilu HaYechidim Misanin. Then the Yechidim, the distinguished people, the Yechidim B'Torah, who are capable of answering any kind of Shaila in any Masechta of Shas, that's called the Yachid, they began to start fasting. And they would fast Shalosh Ta'anios, a series of 3 fasts, what we technically call Bahab these days. A Monday, a Thursday, and the following Monday. Why Monday and Thursday? So Tosos explains that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday to Har Sinai to get the second Luchos. When he came back on Yom Kippur, it was a Monday. And these are days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael and has goodwill towards us. So Mondays and Thursdays are very good days for this sort of thing. You don't start the fasting on a Thursday. You start it on a Monday, and then a Thursday, and then a Monday. And we'll see all the way at the end of Perek Beis why that was. Ochlim v'shosim m'shech ha'shecha. These Yechidim who are fasting can eat and drink the night before after it's dark until they go to sleep. Once they go to sleep, we assume that they had no intention of waking up before Alos HaShachar to eat. And so, as soon as he goes to sleep for the night, then he's accepted the Tainus. If, however, he makes a condition that he's going to wake up early, then he is allowed to do that. Some say he doesn't have to say that for drinking, because we assume that he might drink if he gets up early enough. These are situations that work with many of our Tainis Tzibur as well, that aren't 24-hour fasts, but are just daytime fasts. Umutarim, and on these fast days, as opposed to Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and other kinds of Tanesim, they are mutar on these rain Bahab fasts, b'malacha, to work, uverachitza, to bathe, uvesicha, to anoint themselves, uvenilas asandal, to wear shoes, uvetashmish amita, and to have relations with their wives. These fasts are less restrictive than the other ones like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, which have much more stringent rules as to how you can behave. We'll see that as the rain continues to not fall, the strictures are going to get stronger and stronger in the coming Mishnayos.